It's the WP Minute. This episode is brought to you by Blog Vault. Back up your WordPress website with the most reliable backup plugin boasting 100% restore rate. Check out Blog Vault. You can get started with a free trial, no credit card required, at blogvault.net. You know how it goes. Everything I mention here will be linked up in the newsletter and the blog post. Check out the WPMinute.com for the links. News. WordPress 5.9, Josephine, was released this week. There's a lot of good stuff to check out on blocks and themes. If you would like an understanding of how this major release with full site editing, FSE, will impact you as a freelancer, you should read Eric Karkovac's article right here on the WP Minute. You can learn some new features and consider how these changes will fit into your business. While reporting on the updates of 5.9, there was a lot of concern about the customizer going away with this release. Anne McCarthy explains all you need to know about the new site editor and the customizer. Go check out her review on YouTube. Sarah Gooding reported over on WP Tavern that the WordPress community team will relieve volunteers of the burden of COVID-19 enforcement for WordCamps and meetups, scheduled with 50 plus attendees. The guidelines were posted over at make.wordpress.org. The big picture goals for WordPress 2022 were published on make.wordpress.org. The goals are broad right now, and there are many teams which you can join and contribute to. There's still a lot of work to be done, so go check out the areas where you can help. Speaking of the future of 2022, WordPress 5.9 sets a strong foundation for so much more for the future of WordPress. There's a post on the Gutenberg Times that paints a picture of the future that this WordPress release provides. There's a table of contents to jump to the areas of immediate interest. Before the dust settles on WordPress 5.9, the roadmap for WordPress 6.0 is published on make.wordpress.org. This is a high-level overview, and the aim is to consolidate and expand the set of customization tools introduced in 5.9. WooCommerce. WooCommerce 6.1.1 is available. This release resolves a bug introduced in 6.1.0, rolls back the deprecation introduced in 6.1.0, and improves WooCommerce's support for WordPress 5.9. Events. PostStatus is having their first ever career summit scheduled for April 8th, 2022. That's at 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. CDT. The conference is for job seeking and hiring in WordPress. If you're interested in speaking at this conference, you can sign up on the WP Career Summit site. Join at Schutzsmith, that's S-C-H-U-T-Z-S-M-I-T-H, on January 31st, 3 p.m. EST, which is 8 p.m. UTC, as he hosts WP Minute Live. Learning WordPress, roundtable guests will be at Hawatzia, which is H-A-U-W-A-Z-H-I-Y-A, at BPH and at J Casabona. From our contributors and producers, Helen Husandi, who many know as the lead developer on the WordPress open source project, has joined GitHub this week. This is an exciting opportunity for Helen, and we wish her the best. Elementor published their 2021 wrap-up with an impressive statistic of over 10 million active websites. There's been a lot of discussion on Twitter and different Slack channels concerning WordPress since the State of the Word talk this year. This article is worth reading to help frame an open discussion around WordPress, the open source project. Thanks to all the members who shared these links today: Birgit Pauli Huck, Michelle Frechette, Davinder Singh Kainth, and me, Andrew Palmer, from Bertha.ai. Thanks to you, dear listener, for tuning into your favourite 5 minutes of WordPress news every day. The WP Minute is an experiment in community journalism for WordPress. If you want to support WP Minute, the team, and all of those that contribute, head on over to buymeacoffee.com/MattReport. Buy us a digital coffee for as little as $5, or better yet, join our community of WordPress newsies, get across to our Discord server, private podcast behind the scenes on how the news is made, and get your voice heard on the podcast. Join for $79 a year to support the show and become a producer at buymeacoffee.com/MattReport. That's it for today's episode. If you enjoyed it, please share it wherever you do social media, and jump on the mailing list at thewpminute.com.